But let's open our Bible. I want to preach. Hallelujah. If you have your Bible, lift up your Bible like this. Open my eyes. Can we stand up? Can we stand up? Can we stand up as we sing it? Glimpses of truth thou hast come. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall open and set me free. Oh, silently now I wait for thee, ready my God, thy will be seen. Eyes illumine me, Spirit divine. Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28. All of us together in a chorus. In a chorus, everyone together, 1, 2, 3, go. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. May the Lord truly open our eyes of understanding to what he has for us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. Be seated. Praise the Lord. In serving God, there is a reward, a prize. That is P-R-I-Z-E, prize. And there is P-R-I-C-E, prize. I don't know in my diction whether I am pronouncing it so that you know which one I'm referring to. Now, but if I make this statement, when you pay the price, you will receive the prize. Amen. When you pay the price, then you will receive the prize. It's a reward. And it's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And to diligently seek him is that this nothing will hinder you. What shall separate me from the love of God? All this laudation spirit that has caught us. You wake up in the morning and you lazy about when it comes to church. You will go late. But if it is to go and open your shop, you will sack that boy, your boy, for coming late. You sack him because he has lost money market. And all of us that know that we travel, all of us that travel by air, both local or international, you know that if you want to catch that plane, you know the time you must be at the airport. You know the time you be at the airport. It's true. And this is a spiritual plane. That's why some people continue to go to church. They go every time. Their conditions don't change. And you're wondering, why does it not change? Because God keeps appointment. If we all agree, that is why. Anytime we say a service is starting so time, since this church began, we have never started 1 minute later. Since this church started. If we say service starts 8 o'clock, once it's 8, if it's 5 people sit down, we start opening prayers. Since this ministry started for about 17 years now, we have never started 1 minute late. The reason is because of what God opened my eyes to see. That once you mention exactly that time, there's an angel that starts with a book and barrow. The day this was revealed, my attitude towards fellowship changed. And as soon as the time that the service is supposed to start, once it is over, he leaves the gate and comes and stands at the altar. That's exactly what he does. And then people will come in there, and then there is nothing even showing haste. Not even showing. They come in and then Christianity, you never start. You never start. When Jesus Christ said, until your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, he said, you have not started though. And they are the religious people, but their own was religion. No revelation behind their religion. So your own, the reason you are coming to church on Sunday is to fulfill all righteousness. On Sunday, people know they sit down for house. That's why you say, carry Bible. Oh, today again, this people went to close late. Before you know what, now only today, they go my town meeting. That your town meeting, you cannot go late. You know, say if you go late, they will give you fine. So when service, even when service never close, and then you have town meeting that Sunday, you will leave service. But they don't give me fine. These people, they know they play. But to come to God, that shows your level of revelation. Praise the Lord. I want to say something about the evidence of salvation. Why I say this? Praise God. Suddenly, there is a sudden awakening, awareness. I am telling you, all over the world, our television channel, the Bright TV, is making waves. I receive calls. 90% of the calls, and they are many, as long as my phone is on, I receive call almost every minute. 90% of those calls are calls from members all over the world. I mean viewers. All over the world. Just appreciating us. Appreciating this channel. Appreciating this ministry. For opening their eyes of understanding. Telling you. For all those supporting this channel, because it is millions of naira, we pay in dollars, and naira is now devaluated, and the dollar is appreciated so much, until we are almost paying double what we used to pay a year ago in naira. But I'm telling you, we don't regret it. Continue to support it. You are the reason somebody from one remote area is hearing the gospel as it is. I received a call from a woman 2 days ago just to appreciate me. And she said, maybe you are watching me now because a lot of them don't go to any church again. And that woman said she was watching us in Maiduguri, so that if you are hearing me, you know you are the one I'm talking about. And because of the crisis, you are moved over to Port Harcourt. And she said that she has sworn that she will never leave Catholic Church. They are the ones that carry Catholicism, not only in their heart, but also in their head. On their head. Catholic. Now we. She said, until she kept watching, until she had the message, I preach, our redemption is nearer. She said she had it that day, and her eyes of understanding were open. All the scales Catholicism used to cover her fell off. She said she went and knocked her husband's room and told her, I said, honey, from today, I don't go Catholic again. The husband said, what happened? He said, now my eyes of understanding are open. Watching this. From all over. Listen, church. I'm saying this because Now we are in a very serious condition as evangelists, as preachers. Now they are asking us, where can they go to worship? Now here we are. We don't believe in branches. And it is not a doctrine of this church. The true Christian churches don't have branches with headquarters. We already have a headquarters in heaven. And we already have a general overseer, the Holy Ghost himself. But under normal circumstances, this entire message, followers of the ministry of William Branham, the ministry of restoration, they are almost in every city across the world. And particularly here in Nigeria. But the truth is, who are we going to refer them to? There are many of them that when we refer them to that place, they run out again. Say, no, this is not what Pastor Moses taught us. They go there and they see something else different. No, this is not bride. Some of them use the word bride. No, this is not bride assembly. Because they go there and they see all manner of funny things going on. For it is only this entire message in all the seven church ages. This is the only age, the seven church age, that Satan has invaded so much, taken so much interest and scattered it. And then this woman is telling me she's in Port Harcourt. And I'm wondering, which church will I refer her to in Port Harcourt? And my brother, that we are so close, who was supposed to be a teacher of this message, a pastor in Port Harcourt, suddenly fired off to another revelation that they call the John ministry. Now, this is the reason why I am going that way. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Because I'm linking this to this message I am preaching. That you sit down there, and then he said that we are now in the continuity ministry. Now it is John's ministry. What is John's ministry? Listen, church. I thank God. Truth is truth. We are not playing politics. Everything we stand and preach must have a Bible base. And it must not be interpreted by theology. And it must not be interpreted by intellectualism. It is not reasoning. It is revelation. And a revelation that has no Bible base or Bible pattern is wrong. And this group of people, take note that I was very, very close to them. They were the ones that brought me up and help me to stand spiritually. But I was not standing on them. I was standing on scripture. And because I was standing on scripture, Apostle Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. When you know Christ and Apostle Paul is deviating, you will leave Apostle Paul and follow Christ. And that's exactly what I have done, church. Listen, that is what I want everyone that is a follower of my ministry to do. So that the day I deviate, you will not deviate with me. Praise the Lord. That's the problem with the denomination. They start hot. And they begin to drift. Watch it. When you see us begin to drift, check us. Tell us. Instead of us to listen to you, we begin to fight you. Carry your Bible and go. Okay. I was explaining something to my wife. Let me explain it to you. About how people deviate. And maybe I've said it here before. I don't know what I will use to express this. Now, hey, can the camera reach far? Let me use this place. Now, listen. Eh? When you, when assuming that this is the spot you want to reach, where this N is, N, we see flying that N letter N. Now there is something we call compass match in map reading. Now, you are supposed to go to this location and you begin here, and it is normally night. You use compass mainly in the night. Of course, that is the same thing that pilots use. They plot their bearing and they look at the next airport from where they are taking off. It is on so grid reference. And they plot it in their map and they fly following that compass. Now, when you stay here and then you plot your grid reference and it's supposed to take you here, you see it. Normally, there are signposts because it is too long. So you will pick it then to enable you match. When you pick a point, then you can put up a match till you get there and plot and go on. And assuming maybe this is where you want to start. Now, you plot your bearing. If you miss the grid reference by just half a degree. Listen carefully. Half a degree. Instead of going straight, you just half a degree, then you will go. You will go. That is how you will go. The longer you go, the farther you go from your target. Can you see? Now, any way go, half degree takes you to a V form. V. Instead of going straight, it goes V. And the longer you go, the farther you are from the point you are supposed to go. Because you missed it when you started. That is why the denominations missed it. That is why the Pentecostals missed it. The farther the ministry went, when they started, they were hot. But as the ministry grew older, they are celebrating their 50 years. 50 years now, look at where they are spiritually. Compare it to where they were when they started. The longer they go, the farther they go away from heaven. The farther they go away from Bible. And some of them go too far to return. Too far to return. And the only way for them to return, I remember during one of the military exercises that I did. During our training, we took off like that. We are in groups. And I was appointed leader of my own group. And we were just given the grid reference and then you are supposed to plot and then go. And then, we went. Pa, pa, pa. I am saying this, and God is my witness. I'm not saying that. I will not stand here and lie. I say, our group made it in no time. Until the officers who were at the other end, they were telling me it's a lie. We enter motor. Your group, you enter motor. Because they expected us to be lost on the way. But how come you made it so fast? Because along that line, there are rivers. And you must pass through. If you cannot walk through the water, you swim through it. With your load, with everything. And there are bushes. Until some bush so thick, you can't pass through until you use a cutlass to clear the way. And remember, you are on a compass match. If in the course of clearing you miss it and you go and take a different bearing, you are finished. But there is a secret that I have. Oh, glory be to God. You know, this thing is simple. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There was a secret I used for my group. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, let me tell you the secret, because the officer, years after, because we received award, and they were looking at us, hey, this man, in fact, they gave me best all-round officer cadet, best everything. But they didn't know how I achieved it. The thing they used to rate me, there were two things, and all of them, in a sense, I use. Not be waiting, they teach us, I use. In a sense. The first one was combat battle, where you are supposed to fall, take the plane, and you are in a jungle, and you have to survive there, no food, no water, nothing. You are supposed to survive there for 3 days and nights before the helicopter will come and pick you away from there. And then when we landed, they are finished. Unknown to them, where we are going, they will search you. Make sure you have, the only thing they allow you to go with is knife, matches, fishing hook in case there's a river there, is combat survivor. You are to survive within whatever you can use in that environment. It's a training. And then, when we are going, they will search you, naked to do everything. But the belt, where you adjust the belt, I hid some money inside and tied it. So I removed the belt. So you can see. They search me, the money they might have. The timing. Now sense. If I don't get sense, I will be pastor church or Igbo people, they pastor like this. Now sense. And then shortly after, shortly after we got there, bam. As soon as we got there, you know, I am from the north. And many of our people there came from the south. I'm from the north. And then I know the meaning of a smoke in the horizon. As I look like that, I saw smoke. About 2 or 3 kilometers away from where we were, I knew immediately that was a Fulani cattle settlement. And nobody knew, and I didn't tell anybody. In the morning, I would sneak. The first day, I went there and deposited some money for Fura the Nono. In the morning, I will go there. Sneak, go there very early. Take my Fura de Nono. Come back and inside my tent, I will lie down. While others, hunger is making them misbehave. Me, I sit down there quietly. Oh, very humble man. Very disciplined. Very, very disciplined. And then before you know what, at the end of, in the evening again, I will sneak and go there. Eat belly full, where? You know Fura de Nono. I'll come back like this, relax. At the end, they said the most behaved officer cadet was Officer Cadet Alu. Everybody clap hands. Yes. Yes. And then, the next thing is this one I'm explaining. Immediately they gave my group the map. Immediately, I saw something in the map that others didn't see. I noticed that from where we are, I calculated by the calculation, about 5 kilometers away from that spot was a Nepa tension line. You know Nepa tension line? This is a Nepa grid. You know, they normally clear the road. But it's about 5 kilometers away from there. So it means, and then I noticed also that where we are supposed to end is about some 2 kilometers away from where we are supposed to end. I calculated it. When I saw it, I told them, I said, say all of you know I'm your group leader. Say yes, say just follow me. We took this way. They said, where would they go now? I said, follow me. We traced the Nepal line. Pyam. Thank you. We did not use that compass again. Clean, clear line. Farah. We not enter any water, no potopoto, nothing. Then we came to the calculation. We reached here. Now we say that's about 2 kilometers. We made our turn back and we reached there. Bah. The officers were sleeping in their vehicle. Bah, 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 bah. Yes, sir. Squad 4 has arrived. Oh, glory be to God. Somebody here, we will reach heaven. By the mystery that he has revealed to us, that we have known that others don't know. Hallelujah. While they are battling, there is a mystery that has been revealed to us. And we shall get there. They are still coming behind. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's the condition of the church today. They are far from the target. And the only way is to come back. The same thing with the entire message, the followers of this ministry of restoration, the same thing they have done. And I feel so passionate over this because God has enabled us in this ministry to see some things that many people cannot see. And I listened to the ministry of John, and I heard that man, all the people he has sat, gathered everybody around, all those who believe in him around, and then all he's doing is indoctrinating them and brainwashing them to see him in the scripture. That Revelation chapter 10 from verse 8 to 11, that it is him. And he's busy brainwashing them. And I heard him make a statement that you will never go in the rapture unless you accept him as John. And that there is no five-fold ministry now until you have finished recognizing him and he is properly placed. After that, then the five-fold ministry, evangelists can come up, prophets can come up. He said, any other person that you are occupying the office of a pastor, he said, you are only potential. A potential pastor, because John has not yet been established. And they are so smart, very, very smart. He knows that that ministry will go with signs and wonders. But here is he cannot pray for headache to go. No gift among them. The only gift among them is that familiar spirit that is speaking among them. Thus said the Lord, listen to my servant. Listen to my servant. I ordain him in the whole world. I said, familiar spirit. And it does not go beyond that. No gift operating there. And he claims to be the John of this hour. That is that scripture that told John to go and collect the book from he that the mighty angel's hand. He said that John, he was speaking of him since John is already dead. And then he's speaking and typing and typing and typing. But I don't care whatever you claim. There is a litmus test. There is something to confirm your message. And then he claims to be more than an apostle. He is a chief apostle. And my Bible tells me, can somebody open 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 12? There is the sign of an apostle. There is the sign of an apostle. Apostle Paul was telling the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 12, truly, the signs of an apostle we are wrought among you in all patience, in what? Signs and wonders and mighty deeds. So we know what to use to judge an apostle. We are the signs. We are the wonders. Okay, John? Praise the Lord. But he's so smart. I listen to him again. Because we are also a lighthouse. God raised up not only to counter the denominational errors, but to counter all the chukme spirits that have infiltrated the followership of William Branham's ministry. And they have even gone beyond the shout. If you see the way they make derogatory statements over the sermon books that of the messages of William Branham. If you see them, they have gone beyond that level. Instead of reading the sermon book of William Branham, you are to read the scribe. All those nonsense they preach there, they put it in a write-up, in a form, they call it the scribe. And every single one you read, the theme of that message is to make you accept him as a dispensational messenger. And here they are. They have nothing to do with voice of God recording. All pastors all over Nigeria, all message churches, we came together to build an office for the voice of God recording somewhere in Ibadan Expressway. There is no meeting that they have ever called that this group of people ever attend. Why? They have gone beyond that. And we are following a pattern. If William Branham ministry is the shout, the next thing we are expecting is the voice of the seven thunders, which is the voice of the archangel. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. That is the next move. And remember, when the thunder sounds, salvation is over. Salvation is over. One group said, thunder sounded 1963. If thunder sounded 1963, I believe 1989. I got saved 1989. So that is another group of confusion. Now, forget thunder. That one, their folly is made manifest. The time has proved them now that all of them now, they are as confused as anything else can be now. Because all they claim, time has proved otherwise. The next one that is coming now, John. Now, the thunders sounded first. That means salvation is over first. Before the John ministry starts. By the time you are talking of John ministry, the thunders have sounded. The thunders have not yet sounded. Why is somebody jumping down to say he is John? I heard him saying that he is the one that will go and ignite the revival that will come up in Israel. He titled that message the Jewish Connection. And he is supposed to go, and then he said, like it happened at Joppa, that Cornelius was told to send to somebody in Joppa. Send for Peter, Acts chapter 10. And he said, as it happened in the case of Cornelius, and the door was opened for the Gentiles to receive salvation from the house of Cornelius. He said also that the Jews, when it is time that the Jews will hear smartness, so that the Jews will hear that something is happening in Africa, and that the angel will go and tell them, then they will send to Africa. Hallelujah. Then somebody from Africa, he is the one, it is John. Then he will go there. Then he quickly added, the only thing, and everybody knows that, that the only thing that will make the Jew to believe you is that there must be the sign of the Messiah. And so, and that was the reason why that Jewish rabbi told William Branham that if you take this gift to Israel, they will believe you. He said, this sign that you have, because it is a messianic sign. He said, if you take this gift to Israel, they will believe you. A Jewish rabbi who came and saw what God was doing in the ministry of William Branham. And William Branham believed him and was going as a man. And God allowed him to take the plane from America until he reached Egypt. As they were calling for the connecting flight to Tel Aviv, as he was going to board it, a voice told him, the Holy Ghost told him, go back. It is not yet their time. And you are not the one that I will use. It is not yet their time. And William Branham humbly came and looked at the divine agenda and saw that they will have their own Elijah. It's not the Gentile Elijah that will go there. It is not a Gentile that will go there. They will have their own Elijah, as it is in Revelation chapter 11. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. But this imposter is making claim. And so, because he has no sign, he has no gifts other than the intellectual or rhetoric gifts that he has, being a lawyer by profession. And then he is there telling the whole world, telling his listeners, those people that have been deluded by him. And then he's telling them that because they will need a sign that the John ministry is in two phases. That there is the... He said there is a salvational message of John. Then there is the prophetic ministry of John. So, that is now it is salvational. So that they will not be asking him where is the sign. He used that craftiness to still keep them waiting. And I heard him saying, you wait and see. When John will enter the prophetic, you will see a power that has never been seen before. You will see power. Forget this one. They do chukwe everywhere. You will see the real power. When John and them, those blind, deluded people, they were clapping hands, waiting for a revival that will come. When we are already enjoying it here. We're already enjoying that revival here. And then they are waiting. I say, hey, when I heard it, I jumped up from where I was listening. I said, see smartness. So sit down. They tell me, hey, if you are hearing me, you will sit down there until Jesus comes. He is not ordained by that. He's occupying an office that does not belong to him. Wait, time will tell. The same way I'm fighting you now, the same way Raymond Jackson fought those Brahmins who came and said that there will rapture will take place by 1977. Quoting something William Branham said, Raymond Jackson in America said, 1977 will come and pass, we shall still be here. He proved it. They call him all manner of names. And 1977 came and passed. And after that, he told them that, can't you see, when that same group, 1977, came and passed, rapture did not take place. They changed again and said that seven thunders have been revealed. The same people. And Raymond Jackson said, it is not the people, those ministers preaching that have problem. It's you, the followers, that have problem. Because he said the first one, he failed. Now again, he's picking another one. And he says, seven thunder has not sounded. Here am I also standing on the same platform with Raymond Jackson. Standing and contending for this truth. That I say you are an imposter. And that John ministry is a general move of the spirit among the bride. Just before the rapture. It is not a one man ministry. One man ministry ended with a seventh angel ministry. No more one man anything. It is now the bride. General. And I heard him saying, anybody who says it is the bride, that person is blind. I heard him shouting, how can you see the ministry of William Branham in the scripture and you cannot see the ministry of John in the scripture? I see the ministry of John in the scripture and it is not your ministry. I say this, praise the Lord. With all humility, because, and I'm saying this with all passion, because God has raised us, some of us, not only to answer the denominational people, but the antichrists that have entered this entire message. And by this, I am not claiming any special position in the body of Christ. I am a pastor of the fivefold ministry. That does not make me any better than anybody. I am playing my part. I have sheep that are following me, and it is my responsibility to teach them the truth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anybody that tells you that there is any monumental ministry going on now, where is the vindication? Where is the vindication from above? God, everyone God calls, he vindicates him. There will be something that everybody will see and know this is the truth. And one vindication, and that is the most powerful vindication, blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.